感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to this new episode, and I'm Jimmy. 欢迎来到随时练英语。前几天呢，一位名叫杨淑萍的女孩，她的演讲啊是刷爆了朋友圈，在国内各大媒体啊，甚至是民间啊，还是引起了不小的一个争议。多数网友认为，女孩杨淑萍的演讲无疑是在贬低中国，甚至这件事还引起了外交部的重视，连外交部发言人也对此做出了评论。那就这一争议性的话题啊，中西各持不同的观点。那杨淑萍所在的马里兰大学 The University of Maryland 也为她进行了辩护，称每个人呢都有言论自由 Freedom of Speech。 那么今天呢，我们就来听一听美国人对此事怎么看。
Well, I think one difference that I do see in the United States, there is hateful speech on the internet. I mean, there is cyberbullying, but usually there's pushback. So the other side will try to rectify the wrong. In China, I haven't quite seen that. You don't have the same kind of debate if someone goes crossing the line. You don't have people pushing back as much. I think it might develop.But it may also be a cultural difference between Chinese and Americans.
那么这位美国人呢，他是在清华大学的一位访问学者 ,visiting scholar。确实作为美国人来说啊，观点跟国内啊多少有出入。那主要问题呢，就是在于维护所有人的言论自由。但是不管怎么样，我们不要忽略了一个前提，那就是任何言论自由都要建立在准确真实的事实基础之上。那么这位学者说了，他在美国啊发现确实有一点跟国内很不同，就是美国呢，当然互联网上也有很多恶意的言论 hateful speech on the internet， 大多数呢都是一些攻击性的言论比较多，也就是我们经常说的 cyberbullying 网络欺凌。但是呢，有一点就是通常呢都会有人去反驳，也就是有正方也有反方，那么另一方呢他就会非常尽力的去纠正这种错误的观点， rectify the wrong 错误的观点。但是呢，这位美国人说在中国他并没有看到这样的现象啊。那如果有人触犯了禁忌啊，越线了，那也没有人会去辩论，同样呢也就没有人会去反击。同时呢也表示这种现象以后可能会有好转， It might develop。 那同时也有可能这就是中美之间存在的一个文化差异， cultural difference。 下面我们一起来看一下词汇大师。 Hateful， hateful， 可恨的，可憎的。 Cyberbullying， cyberbullying， 网络欺凌。Cultural difference, cultural difference, 文化差异。由于我们所说的教育以及文化差异的原因，即使真正的有什么东西想抱怨投诉，也不会在公开场合去说。那么这一点呢，就这位访问学者所说，跟美国是有一定的差异。在美国呢，即使有问题啊，会有人去指正纠正这个问题。那么纠正就是 rectify, rectify, 这是一个比较正式的表达， very formal use。在日常生活中呢，我们可能就只会说 correct, 更正。For example, every effort is made to rectify any mistakes before the book is printed. 在每本书的交付印刷前，都会尽力去审核修改书中的每一个错误。除了刚才说的一个差异之外，还有一点啊，就是这位学者也说到，如果在美国某人触犯了禁忌越线的话，是有人会去评论辩论的。那么触犯禁忌越线这个词组呢，我们就可以表达为 cross the line， cross 就表示穿过， line 就是那条线， cross the line 就是越线。那么我们再引申一下，就表示触犯了禁忌，大忌。 So I can say it's okay to criticize a person in a certain situation, but make sure you don't cross the line。 在一定场合下批判别人是可以的，但确保不要触碰禁忌。下面我们一起来学习一下语音朗读。
Well, I think one difference,
这是重读一下，后面停顿。
That I
连起来 ，that I do 这里要强调一下
，that I do see in the United States,
United States 中间的的省略不要了 ，United States, in the United States,
there is hateful speech on the internet,
on the internet, 两个元音之间连读要加一个音 ，the internet, on the internet,
I mean there is cyberbullying, but, 若读, but usually there's pushback. So the other, 连起来, the other side, 要若读, the other side will try to, 的, 的, 要读得很轻, try to rectify the wrong.Wrong 这个词呢要读得有鼻音这样才有共鸣 Rectify the wrong In China, I haven't 不音不要了 Quite 同样不要了 Haven't quite seen that 后面停顿一下 You don't 不要了 You don't have the same kind of 连起来 Kind of Debate of 特中化为的 Debate of Debate of someone goes crossing the line You don't 同样省读 You don't have people pushing back as muchI think it, 中间可以连读 I think it might, 特不要了 I think it might develop, 后面停顿一下 But it may, but it, 特中化为的 but it may also be a, 两个原因的连读加一个 ye But it may also be a cultural difference between Chinese and American Chinese and, 把 and 分成两个部分先读第一个 Chinese and Americans, the Americans下面我们一起来模仿跟读。Well, I think one difference that I do see in the United States, there is hateful speech on the internet. I mean, there is cyberbullying, but usually there is pushback. So the other side will try to rectify the wrong. In China, I haven't quite seen that. You don't have the same kind of debate of someone goes crossing the line. You don't have people pushing back as much.I think it might develop, but it may also be a cultural difference between Chinese and Americans. Well, I think one difference that I do see in the United States, there is hateful speech on the internet, I mean, there is cyberbullying, but usually there's pushback. So the other side will try to rectify the wrong. In China, I haven't quite seen that. You don't have the same kind of debate if someone goes crossing the line. You don't have people pushing back as much.I think it might develop, but it may also be a cultural difference between Chinese and Americans.
学以致用，举一反三。那么大家在完成作业之后呢，可以在我们的微信群或者是留言区进行回复，与大家分享。
And thanks for joining me, and I'll see you guys next time. Have a good day.